Hello.
Hi, good morning, Stephen.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Hi, sir. I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Great. I'm so sorry I wasn't able to answer your call earlier. I was in a meeting, but thank you for taking my call. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Great. So, yes, sir, I'd like to actually give you a quick touch base on something that our lending partner has brought us up. So I know the property is doing great, we're still moving forward with it, but they're like having a bit of a hard time approving everything without some kind of like a lease agreement for the tenants. And I know you've already mentioned to Forrest that it's just, a verbal agreement, but is there anything like maybe like even like anything from years ago, maybe something that you wrote down 4 years ago? I know that the tenants are have been there in the property for 4 years.
Yeah, no, I mean there's nothing there. I mean I don't really understand why that would really matter. I mean they're there, they're renting. It's
Right.
they're not going anywhere. So what, yeah, I mean I don't really understand that.
Right. I mean, we kind of just wanted to know, if we wanted to do something with the property after we bought it. Not sure if they're asking if there's like some type of note from like 4 years ago or so. It's like maybe
Like,
something maybe informal. Like honestly, anything would help at this point, even if like something you scribbled on a napkin back in the day.
I mean, what I don't understand what that matters. You buying the property, what matters? I don't understand. What about 4 years ago? They're there, they're renting it. What does that have anything to do with it? They're in there, they're renting it, they're paying the rent on time. When you buy
Right.
it, you can do what you want. 4 years
That's
ago,
right.
I mean, all I have is a canceled check for first month's rent. I mean, that's it. There's nothing else. I mean, I can't quite even understand the logic on that.
Okay.
Why they would care. I mean, I'm just saying that one doesn't really make any sense to me whatsoever. But maybe it makes sense to them, but I don't get it. Why they would could care less about something 4 years ago, because it would be invalid now anyway.
Right, I totally understand that. I think maybe the only reason why we're pushing on this is because previously we had like a situation before where the seller thought it was like a month-to-month deal, but there was like an actual old written agreement. Turns out
There's no
the
written
tenant.
agreement of any kind.
Okay,
There's
gotcha.
nothing. All it is a handshake and a canceled check. That's it. There's no
Gotcha.
written agreement. I had already told Forrest that. It's good to
Right.
go. That's why he assured me we take care of it. We'll roll with it. This will be easy. This will be simple. And
Yes, sir.
now blocks, and I don't like it.
Right. No, I'm actually just asking if there's anything, but if there's none, I'll go ahead and let them know that there's really none of that written agreement even from like years ago.
Yeah,
So.
there's no written agreement. It's a handshake. They're in there, and that's it. They've been in there. They're ensconced in there. I mean, you guys get the property. You do what you want with it. I mean, you can keep them in there and raise the rent, whatever. That's
Right.
it. It's gonna be out of my hands at that point.
Correct. Okay. No problem. Well, thank you very much. I'll definitely communicate that to the team so that, we could move forward.
Yeah, and the wheels are turning, correct?
Yes, sir. The only thing is also one more thing that I also wanted to address. We're still moving forward. I wanted to guarantee with you on that. I know we're supposed to close October the 13th. That's actually a Sunday.
Yeah, we
So,
need to move that either back to the Friday or the Monday after.
Right. So
maybe the Friday before would be better. You have a lot of stuff going on. I had told Forrest this. I want to go ahead and get it done.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
that's right. We're actually still pushing on getting it close as early as we can. But our lender partner is running into like a bit of delay, and they're asking if we can like actually push it slightly, like a week, same week actually, but instead of October, let me just pull up my calendar. Instead of October 18th, same week.
Well,
but,
you mean it was October the 13th?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You're good. Just slightly on the October the 18th.
Okay, so they want to move it from the 13th to the 18th.
Yes, sir, if that's going to work for you.
Yeah, I mean, I what is their problem? What is their problem with coming up with the money? It's a lending company. So explain to me what their problem is.
Because it's like, like exactly, like honestly, what they told me is like the timeline is just a bit tight for them. So they would need, instead of 11, we've actually asked if we can close on the 11th. That's Friday. But they're going to check. But they wanted to ask if it's possible that we can move it up to a week, which is the 18th.
Yeah, I would like it done quicker. I mean, because it shouldn't be. I mean, nobody seems to have even asked me who's servicing the loan now or anything like that. I don't know if y'all are on that. I mean, I'm getting ready to make another payment on the loan for October. Obviously, you know, it's due October the 1st. So I feel like all that's just kind of just sitting there. You know, I feel like the wheels are just like stopped and we haven't even gotten started. That I'm just telling you how I feel. And I'm sure that you're doing stuff on your end, but, you know, a lending company, I mean, they, I don't know why they would want to push it out another week, but maybe they can meet me halfway and come somewhere in the middle, because I just want to get it done. I got too many places to go and too much stuff to do.
Right.
And that's, I had told Forrest that I need to get it done and get it off my plate.
I know that. I mean, Forrest communicated that over to me. I'll still try my best to get back with the bank and see if there's any way that we can make it like for the closing to happen on the 11th or at least earlier than the 18th. But you know, everything is doing good. We actually have the title going on, the title search and all that in process right now. So
all right, well, good.
Yeah, as far as, like, the process, you don't have to worry about anything. It's just, like, the timeline of our and on our end, I think it's going to be, like, an additional, like, a couple of days extra. But, you know, like, to guarantee that we're still moving forward with a deal.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I will, today's Wednesday. Maybe I'll talk to you Friday and we'll see what's, you know, if anything else is rolling, maybe you'll have more information for me.
Yes, sir. I'll make sure to give you an update by Friday then.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much as well, Stephen. And we'll talk to you later. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Try to stay dry.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.